Radio Chaser is brought to you by Australia Post. We're the reason nobody collects stamps anymore. Australia Post.
2019, you really should cut the booze, lose 50 kilos and fulfill your lifelong dream of becoming a YouTube star by taking up extreme parkour. That's why you're here. This isn't a radio show. It's a spiritual journey to help you live your best life. It can't help you achieve any of your goals, but it will make you much, much, much better at sex. Welcome to Radio Chaser.
Yes, indeed. Welcome aboard. Andrew Hansen's here. Charles Firth is here. My name is Dom Knight. On the show today, we stick a needle in Charles Firth. We play another round of our favourite game, Eurovision or Serial Killer. But first, guys, Game of Thrones. What a shock result from the grand finale last night. The person on the Iron Throne, unexpectedly, was Scott Morrison.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Like, I don't understand why you put a dickhead from the Sutherland Shire on the Iron Throne. It didn't make any sense whatsoever.
And he really crapped his stacks when he saw the dragon.
But I'll tell you what, it was a surprise no one saw coming. Don't you reckon?
That's true. Certainly not the pollsters in King's Landing.
But no, I mean, I did watch it last night. I don't think we should do any spoilers, though, for the listeners.
It wasn't really a ScoMo.
But, and I actually loved the show last night. I thought
Me
it was
too.
A great way to end. Yeah, good. I'm glad you did.
I absolutely loved it. But I think we're alone in this, are we, Charles?
Yes. You and me are basically two, and then there's about 6 billion other people who thought that it was terrible. In fact, 1.3 million people so far have signed an online petition to get to force them to rewrite the final season.
Yes, very funny.
Yeah, absolutely unbelievable. Anyway, it turns out the makers have actually agreed to rewrite it. Here it is.
Game of Thrones fans demanded the last season be rewritten, and now we have.
The fans are unhappy, Danny.
I have listened too long to fans and their idiotic online petitions. Drogon, you know what to do.
Oh my god, the dragon's coming after us!
That's totally out of character. I'm starting another online petition.
This is a very unconvincing twist!
This season is far more enjoyable than the original.
Glad they asked for the rewrite.
Game of Thrones, the rewritten version. Because you asked for it.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
So we were talking about how some fans of the Game of Thrones finale sort of think that it's the worst TV show ever. And you're just going, you are stupid. You are idiots. It's clearly one of the best TV shows ever, even if you didn't like the last episode.
Oh, it's brilliant. I don't think I've never cared so much about a show and been invested in it and disappointed by it, then happy again at the finale. It's been a roller coaster. I've loved it.
But it brought us thinking around to, you know, what is the worst show ever? Like, ever in the history of television, what is the worst show ever?
Ben Elton, live from Planet Earth. Everyone knows that.
Oh, I love Ben. I love Ben's show.
I love Ben's other shows.
I'm glad we solved it so soon. I mean, for me, like, I'm talking like, does anyone remember Let the Blood Run Free?
Oh, yes. Actually, that's possibly the worst.
But I thought that show started out really good in episode one, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then sort of became the worst show ever by halfway through episode one.
Because it was supposed to be silly, wasn't it? It was like in a hospital, there was sort of graphic stabbings.
Gene Kitson and Ian McFadyen.
Oh, they're brilliant people.
Yeah.
You know, we all stuff up, don't we? Look at us. Good Lord.
Yeah. Strictly Speaking was a show that Andrew Hansen hosted once.
But I was thinking, what about the show that I always hated, and I never understood why everyone in the world loved it, was I Love Lucy. Did anyone like I Love Lucy?
Oh, right. No, I couldn't stand it as a kid.
Yeah.
But I guess I suppose we're like 100 years too young for it. Is that why we can't stand I Love Lucy? I don't know.
It was more of a historical document than a TV show for us.
Yeah.
There are some very bad sort of soaps, like Paradise Beach was an epically bad soap.
Oh, yes. That was terrible. Lee's shaking his head. He loved Paradise Beach.
Oh, of course.
He did love Paradise Beach. Our producer loved Paradise Beach, everybody.
He was the one guy.
Oh, well, what about Chances? Chances was pretty bad.
No, that was good. I was the right age because it had knockers in it. I thought that was the greatest TV show in the world. Just
worthy of SBS.
I've actually just got it. It's Punky Brewster. Remember Punky Brewster?
God. Oh, that was pretty woeful, wasn't it?
What's your worst TV show ever? 1-3-3-5-3. Can you top any of the ones that we have named, and look, feel free to nominate our shows. I think it's only fair.
I used to hate You Can't Do That on Television, which I thought was like the worst sketch comedy show I'd ever seen. Although I remember thinking, and I was kind of the age that it was aimed at.
I think it had
Alanis Morissette in it.
That was the Canadian kids show. And if you said, I don't know, you got like water or slime or something all over you?
Yeah. It was very great. Yeah.
It hasn't aged well. 133353, the worst TV show of all time. What do you nominate?
Oh, mate, it's gotta be Friends.
Friends?
Friends? Yeah. Oh, that's harsh, Mick. What don't you like about Friends?
Oh, mate, couldn't stand what's his name? Ross Chandler. Phoebe with a guitar. Come on, give me a break.
That's most of them.
See, I disagree with that. I reckon, actually, Friends was a bit like Game of Thrones in that it started out really well and then went downhill. Like, I reckon, you know, up until about season one, episode one, it was really good. And then it was
Friends
terrible.
Friends haters. I won't have it. I like Friends. I like the writing. And you and mate, you sound like you know a suspiciously large number of characters for a show that you dislike.
Yeah,
not
more, but yeah, come on.
Thanks, Mick.
Hate watching. Hate watching that.
All right, you're not coming to Central Perk with me. Lee's on the line. Hello, Lee. Your worst TV show of all time.
Twin Peaks.
No. Yeah, I didn't like it. Dreary garbage, isn't it? What don't you like about it?
Oh, it just dragged on and on and just made no sense in the end.
That was the point. Andrew, I watched that show with you many years ago, remember?
Well, I don't remember because I was catatonic with boredom. I blocked it all out.
Yeah, did you watch it when it got brought back? Didn't they do more Twin Peaks?
Oh, as if we didn't have enough the first time.
It was the season no one asked for.
I didn't watch it, I've got to say. All right, great. Thank you for that. 133353 if you've got another suggestion for the worst show of all time. Phil is on the line. Phil, what's yours? Worst ever?
Hey, boys. Love the show. I've got to say, it was an Australian show. Do you remember the Bob Morrison show?
Was that about a dog?
It was about a talking dog, and he used to call his owners the dry noses.
Yeah, that's right. A story of a suburban family seen through the eyes of their pet dog.
Was Bob Morrison
a good idea for a show? Just,
was Bob Morrison as annoying as Scott Morrison? All right, one more. We got Jade on the line from Katoomba. Hello, Jade. Worst TV show of all time. What do you reckon?
Hey guys, I think it's Passions. Remember that little freak boy?
I don't remember. Tell us what Passion was.
It was like The Bold and the Beautiful, and it was just an absolutely terrible TV show, and it had this little sort of freaky boy that looked like a man on it. A lot of people would remember it.
Really? Dommy, I didn't know that you'd starred in Passions.
Oh! So mean. Although, to be honest, I'd take any gig on television, no matter how freaky. There you go. Thank you very much for that, Jade.
Mind you, I can think of a worse show.
Really?
Can you
tell us? Yeah. And it had a terrible ending as well. Hey Dad.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by Australia Post. It's a great way to send a letter, as long as you don't care whether it arrives or not. Australia Post.
Oh, I had a haircut today, guys. What do you think of it? Do you like my new haircut?
It looks luscious. I'm just jealous of anyone with hair.
It's not
personally.
Bad, huh? It's brown, it's man-shaped, it's short. I tell you what, though, my God, I went through some suffering to get one. Have a listen to this.
Fancy a little spinal dislocation with your next haircut?
Yes, please.
Then pay a visit to a hair salon. Every hair salon in the world is fitted with a shampooing basin designed by Nazi doctors to twist your neck in the most original directions.
Now, sir, just relax as I jam your head backwards into this chunky porcelain sink.
Feel your vertebrae grind as you politely pretend not to be in agony.
Oh, it's very comfy, thank you.
Now stay there as I treat you to a 20-minute head massage.
Oh, lucky me.
As a final pampering luxury, each shampooing chair is equipped with wheels, so you can still get home even though you're paralysed from the neck down.
Oh, I feel so rejuvenated.
So brace yourself for a hair salon. In fact, neck brace yourself.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
Time to play.
Good evening, Europe! Eurovision artist or serial killer?
That's right, very simple quiz game. I name a name and you've got to tell me whether it is a serial killer or a Eurovision contest winner.
This is very hard, may I say?
It is very hard. Okay, first one is Teddy Shulton.
Teddy Shulton. It sounds like a sort of a, more of a, like a local council member.
Mayor Shulton.
Yes.
Oh, no, it's a, well, therefore, I'm going to guess serial killer. Sounds a bit serial killer-y to me, an American serial killer.
You are incorrect.
Oh.
It was a, and it's a woman.
Oh.
1959 from the Netherlands with this track.
Een beetje. Verliefd is iedereen, wel is dat weet je. Je wilt verstandig zijn, maar dat vergeet je.
Oh boy. I think she could have murdered lots of people with that music.
Eurovision's been so bad for so many years.
Yeah, it's hard to know whether it's got better or worse. Okay, next one. Moses Sittol.
Moses Sittol.
Moses Sittol.
Oh, it's kind of a bit biblical. I'm going to go serial killer on that one.
That is correct. It is totally correct. 38 known victims from South Africa. He eventually got convicted and he was sentenced to 2,410 years in prison.
So that's a lot of Eurovision song contests.
So I fear for the people living in the mid 3,500s because when he gets out, wow. Okay, next one. Okay, ABBA. ABBA.
Charles, this quiz has devolved very badly. If people were disappointed about the Game of Thrones finale, they're going to be petitioning for you to remake this quiz. ABBA.
ABBA?
Well, is there, unless it's a twist, is there a serial killer who's also called ABBA?
No, there's not. There are incorrect. It was a Eurovision song. I can't believe you didn't know that, Andrew. Okay, next one. Kurt Waldheim.
Kurt Waldheim's
a musician, yep. Isn't he? Isn't Kurt Waldheim?
Yeah, I've heard of Kurt.
Eurovision for sure.
I think serial killer. It sounds a bit World War II.
Incorrect.
Oh,
he was actually the UN Secretary General from 1972 to 1991. Okay, next one. Francisco das Chapas Rodriguez de Brito. Is that serial killer?
And that's all we have time for.
Hang on, is this another UN Secretary General?
No.
What are you going to? That sounds serial killery to me.
Yes, yeah,
one of those Mexican drug lords.
39 victims, 217 years in prison.
Whoa,
which are a better value than the last guy. Anyway, and last one, Duncan Lawrence. Duncan Lawrence.
That's a very plain name, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's always the quiet ones. I reckon Duncan was a serial killer.
Incorrect. He was this year's Eurovision Song Contest.
Vote for someone called Duncan.
Yes.
Oh, we're not paying attention.
There you go. Arcade.
That shows how in touch Dommy and I are.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got our finger on the pulse, don't we?
Wait, was he UN Secretary General as well?
Yeah.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by Australia Post. Some things are worth waiting for. And waiting for. And waiting for. Australia Post.
So I got the vaccination, you know, the flu jab.
Oh, the flu
this morning. Yeah. Have you done that yet?
Yeah, my arm didn't really work properly for a week, but at least I'm protected from flu.
Yeah.
Gee, poor Dommy, you must have had a very frustrated week.
It was the wrong arm. It's fine.
Yeah, they ask you which arm that you want to go with.
All right. Well, remember. Remember to go with the one you don't need.
Anyway, I do think that, you know how some people say vaccination causes, you know, autism and all these sort of terrible
things.
Idiots
say that.
Well, I don't know. Like, I thought that they were just idiots. But I have been noticing just since this morning a whole lot of things that I reckon my jab has caused. I've noticed I'm going bald. Guys.
You're right. Now that I look at you, Charles, you must have been having these jabs for a very long time because this issue started about 10 years
ago.
Well,
I have. Yes, that's true. I have. I've been having jabs basically all my life. And the other thing is, I reckon it makes you really irritable and sort of grumpy, don't you think?
Just annoying to listen to.
Yeah.
It's had that effect on you, I would say.
And I reckon the gastric bloating. Like, have you
I can see, can see an enormous swollen sort of belly side effect that it seems to have had on you. I wouldn't trust these jabs,
and my,
Charles.
My next-door neighbour, he got a vaccination the other day, and I reckon it makes him really bad at reverse parking.
Right.
Don't you reckon?
It's look, now that you've mentioned it, I mean, there are all sorts of people, I reckon, who probably had the flu shot and it hasn't had a good effect on them. Like you know, Game of Thrones fans, some of them had the flu vaccine and they became really entitled and spoilt.
Yeah. Well, and George R. R. Martin, the author of the Game of Thrones books, he got a vaccination and it made him chronically late with writing books.
Yeah. It did seem to have that effect.
It's interesting that you say that, Charles, because, I mean, you mentioned the baldness, the fatness and the grumpiness. I have all of those things far worse than you do. How many times must I have been vaccinated?
You're a walking vaccine.
I'll tell you what, Prince Harry, I reckon, he's been vaccinated. Yeah, and that, the side effect for him was to make him look like the spitting image of his mum's bodyguard.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
Triple M, this is Radio Chaser. Now, Charles and Andrew, we've all watched the Game of Thrones finale. We won't spoil anything. But there's a lot of people talking about the water bottle.
Yes.
Let they left in a scene. We won't say where everyone was sitting around outdoors. Let's just say that.
Well, that's spoiler alert there, Dom.
There's still an outdoors to sit out in.
The plastic water bottle moment in Game of Thrones last episode.
But what's the deal? I spent millions on this. They had a coffee cup earlier and a plastic water bottle in it. What's going on?
You know, my theory is that the cast need to be well hydrated.
Whoa. That's a spoiler as well, Charles. I think you've overthought it. You're overthinking things, Charles. I mean, this is just ridiculous. I was just appalled at the laziness. The bottle wasn't even, the cap wasn't screwed on tightly. Very lazy.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by Australia Post. We'll stick a card in your mailbox saying you weren't home when in fact you actually were, but that's just because we're too f***ing lazy to get off our ass and put that parcel into your mailbox and make you drive 10 kilometres at a time that's not convenient to come and get what you're expecting in the post in the first place. Australia Post.